Hi, welcome to the Three Dog Yoga Practice Podcast.
Hello, hello. Good morning. It's good to see you.
All right. Who's here? Everybody here? Are we here? Are we in? We're in.
Cool.
Let's start in child's pose. Take a moment. Let your eyes fall gently closed. Bring your senses in. Have a few breaths where you just notice what's going on inside the space where you live. Next inhale, you're going to walk your hands over to the right. Let me reach long, little side bend, side reach. Breath in, breath out. Then you come back through center and other side and reach long, especially with the right arm. Just get in there, breathe. Really nice. Good. Inhale, come on back to center, child's pose. And then up to downward facing dog. Take some time to bend one knee and then back to center and other side. See if you can line up with your breath pace. So maybe exhale, bend the knee, and inhale, come to center, vice versa. Pairing up the breath and the movement. So come back to center after your next round. You know, walk the feet out wide. The edges of your mat would be great. It doesn't have to go that far, but if you can, do. And then walk your hands together at center. So feet real wide. Hands touching if they can touch at the thumbs. Then press your hands down and forward. Press your hips up and back. If you feel like you want to walk your hands in a little bit more toward your feet, go for it. When you exhale, you're going to take your right hand to your left shin and turn, twisting dog. Then inhale, undo that, come back to center. And switch sides. Turn, really rotate the chest back to center. And the more you get into this, the more you might slide the hand down toward the ankle or the heel. Right. Primary focus is on the rib cage turning. So hips staying strongly centered. That's why we have the feet out wide. Help keep the hips real stable. As you move the center of your body and turn the rib cage, good. Last set of these. As you turn, also lengthen. Pull your heart toward your hand. Undo. And twist. Pull long in that twist. Good. Undo. Back to center. We'll look forward to the hands. Walk the feet forward. Again, stay wide for ragdoll. With ragdoll, wrap your arms around one another or wrap the arms around the legs. Let your head drop heavy and breathe. A breath in. As you let it out, release your hands to your mat. We're going to walk feet together. Press into your feet. You're going to rise to standing mountain pose. Squeeze your legs. Reach your arms. Bend your toes and fingers. And then we'll bring hands together at heart center and pause. Breathe in, breathe out. Then inhale, reach out, mountain pose. And exhale, fold forward. I'm going to breathe in, lift halfway and heel toe your feet hip distance apart.
Step your right leg back as you breathe out. We'll breathe in. You're going to straighten the front knee. Good. Breathe out. You're going to bend the front leg. Bring back knee down. Press into both feet. Breathe in and reach up. Anjaneyasana. Good. Then hands down. Plant them into hands and knees. Then lower all the way to the floor. Heel up for cobra. Press your feet down. Squeeze your legs. Squeeze the shoulder blades in toward your spine. Slow release. Press up to hands and knees. Then downward facing dog. Good. Right leg backing up behind. Bend the knee. Draw knee to right elbow. Step into a low lunge. Same thing here. We're straighten the front leg. Rock the hips back. Lengthen your spine. And then back to the lunge. Tighten your back leg this time. Real strong. Look forward. Chest forward. Step the back foot forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Squeeze your shoulder blades toward one another on your back. Then exhale. Fold. Press your feet down, breathe in, and reach up. Exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway, and heel toe your feet hip distance. We're going to step the left leg back, low lunge. Straighten the front leg, rock your hips back. Bend the front knee. Back knee comes down. Press into your feet. Reach up Anjaneyasana. Good. Then hands down. Hands and knees to the floor. Cobra pose. Press your feet down. Squeeze your shoulder blades in toward your spine. Slow release. Press up hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Downward facing dog. Breathe in left leg. Backing up behind you. Breathe out. Bend the knee. Draw to your left elbow. Big step. Straighten the front leg. Send your hips back. Bend the front knee low line. Press into your feet. Back leg tight. Reach up. And then hands down. Heart forward. Step the back foot forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. So I'm gonna plant the hand, step back, high or low push-up. Breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. And look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold. Again, Sun A. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. And exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hand. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. And we'll sit back, Utkatasana chair pose, lift your chest, and then reach your arm. And exhale, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push-up.
press the floor. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Quick step, right foot forward underneath you. Back foot turns flat. Warrior one, sit low, reach up. Open to warrior two. Take your time, set your gaze straight ahead. When you inhale, reverse warrior, sit deeper in the front leg and reach. Then exhale, come back up through warrior two, side angle pose, forearm inside your front thigh and reach with the top arm. Good. Inhale, back to warrior two, sit deep. Good. Then cartwheel your hands down. Step back, high to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Left foot quick step, back foot flat. Come up, warrior one. We're going to open to warrior two. Sit low, reverse, breathe in. Stay low, side angle pose. Left arm inside the front leg and reach long. Sit deep in your legs as you inhale, up warrior two. Then exhale, hands down, step back, high to low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Yeah, good. Breath in. And breath out. Now look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out. Oh, awesome. Really well done. I'm going to sit your hips back, Utkatasana, chair pose. We're going to exhale, hands to heart center, turn your chest to the right and left elbow toward the right knee. We're then going to open the arms so that you got the forearm to thigh, right? And you can pull your chest way up. Good. A little bend to your upper arm. It's going to give you a little access to your shoulder blades and pull your right shoulder blade in towards your spine. Good. Breath here. And then breath out, bow forward. And toe heel the feet out wide. Catch your big toes with your peace fingers, Padangusthasana. You pull your heart forward, spine in, so halfway lift. Then release down, chest to thighs to chest, whatever it takes to get the upper body to the lower body. Let your head drop and breathe. Really slow, walk your feet together. And on an inhale, Utkatasana, chair pose. And bring hands to heart center, turn the body to the left. And elbow toward the knee, but then we're going to open the arms so that you have the opportunity to lift and get your chest higher than your hips. Press the leg out into the arm. Little cactus arm up top, little bend in the elbow. To pull the shoulder blade in toward the spine. And then exhale, bow forward. Toe heel your feet apart. We're going to slide the hands underneath, going toes to wrist creases, Parahastasana. If your fingers get caught underneath your heel or anything like that, just move them out to the sides. Draw your heart forward. And then bow. Press your hands up into your feet. And it's again, thighs to chest to thighs, just creating that connection between upper and lower body. Good. Release your hands. Walk your feet together. Press your feet down, and on your inhale, rise up to stand mountain pose. An eagle, right arm underneath, right leg over top. On your inhale, unwind and reach up. Then left side, left arm underneath. And left leg over top. Lift the elbow points, breathe. Next inhale, unwind, reach up, then exhale, bow forward. Breathe in and lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, step or hop back. I push up to the floor, go all the way down and come up into locust. Stay and breathe here. Squeeze the arms and legs. We're going to keep the upper body in the back bend. Release hands and feet. You're in cobra. Give the hands here, when they're on the mat, pull a little back. And then pull your elbows in. Good. From here, you're going to keep the same body position. Slide your hands forward. Elbows underneath for Sphinx. It's going to take some of the work out of the back. We're going to put it back in, though. Press your feet down. Press your elbow points down. And as you press the elbow points down, feel the shoulder blades draw down away from the ears. And imagine you got pixie ears, those pointy ears. Pull those up towards the ceiling. Like points to the ears toward the ceiling, point to the elbows down into the floor. So we're getting more shoulder blade down action here. Breath in. And breath all the way out. Slow release of this. Hands underneath your elbows. Press up to hands and knees and downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath all the way out. I'm going to inhale right leg back and up behind. And exhale, bend the knee, draw it toward your right tricep. We're going to step to the outside of the right hand. Back knee is going to come down and draw your heart forward. And from the back knee planted, get as long as you can up through the center of your chest. Right hand to your right thigh, then rotate, bend the back knee, reach back, catch the foot, breathe here. And if the foot does not want to be caught and stays at the hip or the thigh, slow release of that. Come back to center. We're going to shift back to half monkey or pick up the back knee, shift back to pyramid. Your choice there. Let your head drop of the spine. Release down inside the front leg. Breathe in, breathe out. Next inhale, we're going to rock forward to the low lunge. Draw long heart forward. Tips of the ears forward again. Step back. High push up to low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg back and up behind you. Bend the knee, draw to your left triceps outside the hand. Good. Back knee down, draw your heart forward. Bring left hand to your left thigh and twist. So you're rotating the chest first, as far as it's going to go. Bend the knee, catch the foot. Foot doesn't want to be caught, keep the hand at the thigh. All of us, we're just continuing to turn the chest to the side. So even once you get the foot, still a thing to work the twist. And getting the foot, not so much the point, but a way to feel more along the quadricep. Our body's going to get smart, and it's going to try to turn out of this, like just as soon as it gets in it. So continue that action of twist the whole time you're here. Breath in. When you breathe out, slow release of that foot. Back to the lunge and then shift your hips back for half monkey or pyramid if you want to get off the back knee. And breathe. And on an inhale, forward into your low lunge. Pull your heart forward again. Focus on the tips of the ears. Pull those forward. So everything in the upper body moving forward as you step the left foot back. High low push up. Stay long. Stay taut in that. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good work. Breathe out, downward facing dog. You know, look through your hands. Walk or lightly hop to seated. We're going to take Baddha Konasana butterfly, feet together, lift up and then hinge forward at the hip. And as far as you go with that hip hinge, spine long, you're going to do that thing where we're pulling the chest. It's kind of up and forward at this point. And once you've gone as far as you can at the hip, you feel that action there, release the upper back and let your head drop. On your inhale, come on up. Really nice. And bring soles of the feet to the mat, hands back behind. Press your hands down, lift your spine in. That might be enough. Or also press your heels down and lift your hips up. Either way, keep squeezing the shoulder blades together on the back. You're using your, if you're lifting your hips, use your glute muscles, hug them up toward your hamstrings, and then slowly release down onto your back. If you got a block, grab it for hips on a block. If you don't, you can extend your legs just vertically. But if you do have that block, it's going to go underneath your sacrum. Hips level, legs as straight as yours go. And then just flex your feet like you're holding something really light on them. Let your sacrum get really heavy. Breathe in and breathe out. And keep the steady rhythm of breath as we slow things down. So you could close your eyes and visualize the path of your breath. You could create a resonant breath count where you've got same amount of breath in and same amount of breath out, just a slight pause in between. My counting number could be around 5 or 6, but whatever works for you to be unhurried. And also could take on mantra practice here, where you breathe something in or breathe something out. One more round of breath here. Slowly bend your knees, bring the soles of your feet to the floor. Lift your hips to slide the block out of the way. Slowly bring your knees onto your chest, give them a good hug in. Have any finishing postures or stretches that you like, and make your way to Shavasana when you're ready. It was a great workout. When you're ready to move again, you start with deepening your breath. Let it move through your body and start to wiggle your fingers and your toes, awakening at the edges of you. Gently roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. Take your time, and as you arrive, just land here. Have a breath. Next breath in, and big shoulder shrug up to your ears. And as you breathe out, let your shoulder blades slide down your back. Shoulder blades keep sliding down. Lift the center of your chest with your breath in. So heart up. And elbow points heavy. And bring hands together at heart center, taking a moment again to breathe and also to acknowledge. You acknowledging yourself. And we bring thumbs to forehead center and gesture of appreciation and acknowledgement of one another. That was excellent work, y'all. Thanks for being here today. Namaste. Super stuff. Well done. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. That was great, y'all. Thanks for being here. If you'd like more information on our online or in-studio classes, visit 3dogyoga.com for our complete schedule. We'd love to see you on the mat.